Acts chapter 28, verses 16 through 31, as we finish out the book of Acts today. In verse 16 it says, "And when we came into Rome, the centurion delivered the prisoners over to the stratoparchae, the commander of the guard that's there in Rome. But it was permitted for Paul to remain alone, that is, separate from the other prisoners, with the soldier guarding him." And we'll see later that he had a rented house for 2 years. He had a chain around his wrist, and he was chained to a soldier 24 hours a day. Obviously, the soldiers rotated in shifts, and Paul was chained, but he still had some freedom. Verse 17, "And it came to pass that after 3 days," interesting point, "Paul wasted no time. Once he got there and settled into his quarters and all the arrangements were made through the commander of the guard, and Paul was assigned his imprisonment, yet had some freedom. After 3 days, Paul called for the leaders from amongst the Jews." Now, estimates are anywhere that there were anywhere from 10,000 to 50,000 Jews in Rome at this time. Paul always contacted the Jews first when he came into the city. You notice that about his travels. He always contacted the Jews first. And if the Jews didn't want to hear, then he would quote Isaiah 6, 9, and 10, just like Jesus did, and said, "Well, I came to you first because salvation's of the Jews, but now I'm going to the Gentiles." But he always checked with the Jews first, with the leadership of the Jews. So he says to them in verse 17, "Men, brothers, I, having done not one thing against the people nor the ancestral customs, I was delivered from Jerusalem as a prisoner into the hands of the Romans." So his first point is that I am here as a prisoner, but not because I have done anything against the Jewish people nor anything against the customs of our fathers. He goes on to say in verse 18, "Who, after having examined me, were intending to release me, because there existed not one cause or reason of death in me." No death penalty. No reason for the death penalty to be found. So his second point is that he's showing that they even, not only did I do nothing wrong against the Jews or the customs of the Jews, they were deciding, it's an imperfect tense which shows that they made a decision and they were attempting to implement that decision, but something happened. But they were intending to release me because I had done nothing wrong. But he says, "But when the Jews spoke against it," that is his release, "I was compelled to appeal to Caesar." So Paul's ready to go, get released if that's what the Lord wants. But as soon as the Jews spoke against it, his release, he knew he had to appeal to Caesar. So he says, "I was compelled to appeal to Caesar. My compelling was not as having anything to accuse my nation." I had nothing against my nation, my people. I didn't appeal to Caesar to complain, even though the Jews opposed me. "On account of this reason or cause, therefore, I called for you to see you and to speak with you." The third point, "For on account of the hope of Israel, I am wearing," that is, "I have around me this chain." So he's pointing out that he is chained. And he is chained to the soldier who's watching him. So the third point is, and the third point is the emphasis, the positive one, these two negatives. I'm here not because of this. not because I've done anything against the Jews or my nation or its traditions, not because I have an accusation to make against my nation and go before Caesar to express that, but I am here chained to this soldier because of the hope of Israel. He says, because of the hope of Israel, I am wearing this chain. The hope of Israel was the coming of Messiah and the resurrection that Messiah would bring, both here on earth as well as after this life. It's the hope of Israel. So as soon as he said, for the hope of Israel, I am wearing this chain, they said to him in verse 21, we neither received letters concerning you from Judea, neither any of the brothers who have come reported or spoke any evil concerning you. So Paul had arrived ahead of any word about him whatsoever. They didn't know anything that was going on. They had heard of Paul, but not about him being arrested. We also have to understand that during this winter voyage, any documents that was accompanying Paul would be lost and destroyed in the shipwreck. So it's just the soldiers delivering Paul, and Paul's a prisoner, but they don't know what this is all about. And we can think it worthy to hear from you what things you are thinking. For indeed concerning this sect, it is known to us that it is being spoken against everywhere. And after they had appointed a day for him, many were coming to him into the lodging, to whom he was expounding by thoroughly testifying concerning the kingdom of God, and persuading them the things concerning Jesus, both from the law of Moses and the prophets, from morning until evening. And on the one hand, some, and those of you following the Greek text, here's a double use of hoi, meaning the ones, definite article, meaning some and others. And some were being persuaded by the words being spoken. But others were disbelieving. That is, they were refusing the persuasion, literally. So some were being persuaded by the words, others refused to be persuaded. And they were going out. The imperfect tense shows they were filing out one by one. They were going out, being in disharmony with one another. After Paul had spoken this one statement, that well did the Holy Spirit speak through Isaiah the prophet to our fathers, saying, go to this people and speak. Here's the quote. By hearing you shall hear and should not understand. Never understand. Notice the double negative. And while seeing you will see and should never perceive. Double negative. For the heart of this people became dull. Literally it's the word fat. So their heart became fat and insensitive and dull. And with their ears, they heard heavily. That's a literal translation, but it literally means they heard with difficulty. They had difficulty hearing with their ears. And they closed their eyes, that not at any time they should perceive with their eyes, and they should hear with their ears, and they should understand with their heart, and they should turn, and I should heal them. Therefore, let this be made known to you, that the salvation of God was sent to the Gentiles. And they themselves, emphasis, and they themselves will hear. And after having spoken these things, the Jews went out, having much discussion amongst themselves. Now, Paul remained 2 whole years in his own rented house. And he was receiving, notice the imperfect tense, continually receiving all of the ones coming into him. Notice the present participle. So people were coming and going, and he was continually receiving everybody who was coming into him. While preaching or proclaiming the kingdom of God and teaching the things concerning the Lord Jesus Christ with all freedom or openness without hindrance. All right, let's close with prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we pray that by Your Spirit and through Your Word, we would understand. To see it all in perspective. To see Your design. To see Your purposes. And we pray that by Your Spirit again, it cannot be by man's wisdom or understanding. It takes Your Spirit to just open up Your Word, to cause us to understand and see the flow of thought through all of Your Word. We thank You that we can rely on Your Spirit, that we do have Your Word, and we do not need to put our trust in man. We pray that You'd teach us to be good Bereans, to search the Scriptures, to see that these things be true, so that we can know in our own hearts, by Your Spirit and by Your Word, that these things be true. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.